my all-time favorite story is the story about the eagle and the bear. According to this insane story, every day the guards at the camp, they picked one Jew on random, and then they locked him up in a huge cage. And in this cage, there was also a bear and an eagle. And then everyone sat and had their breakfast, watching how the eagle scratched out the Jew's eyes and then how the bear ate up the Jew. So this was a routine done every day in this camp. And that's a really fun one, actually. There is no logic at all.
But is this story published in the media for real?
Yes.
On a serious basis?
Yes, it is. It is from some witness or some survivor that was telling this to the kids in schools or whatever. I don't really remember it. I know we have it backed up on our news page, Nordfront, in some article about this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We have been written a lot about this Holocaust survivor stories. It's quite funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's comic at its highest level, actually. And another really funny thing is the so-called survivor that claims that he has survived being gassed. Not only one time, not two times, no, but six times the evil Nazis tried to gas this poor Jew in the gas chamber, but miraculously he survived every time. Can it be that they actually not were trying to kill him, and that's why he did not die six times? Or was it that they were so bad doing their work that they actually failed six times? And think about how long the Holocaust must have taken then, even longer than the more math will be even more impossible than it already is if they should guess every Jew six times.